This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Nearly 100,000 children in Colorado were kept out of poverty between 2022 and 2024 thanks to public assistance programs. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports on new data.
The report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation shows that without the federal child tax credit, SNAP, and housing assistance, Colorado's child poverty rate would have nearly doubled from 8% to about 16%. But advocates warn that proposed federal budget cuts and the government shutdown could put those gains at risk. Families haven't received SNAP benefits, money for food, despite a judge ordering the Trump administration to continue payments. About 300,000 children receive SNAP benefits in Colorado. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
President Trump's push to include medical debt in people's credit reports is getting some pushback. CPR's John Daly reports that includes from Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser.
Colorado lawmakers passed a law in 2023 that forbids medical debt from being included in people's credit scores. Now the Trump administration's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says the Biden administration was wrong to allow states to regulate the use of information like medical debt. The move could mean companies challenge state laws. Weiser called the decision outrageous.
Saying that medical debt doesn't go in your credit history is to make sure that people who are working hard, building good credit, don't have one bad circumstance happen to them and have it decimate their credit histories.
A group representing credit agencies says there should be one national standard. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
And up online right now, solar storms brought colorful northern lights to parts of Colorado last night. See photos and share your own with us at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.